Hello, happy Monday. Welcome back to season 3 of Point and Line to Head, Elevating Hairdressing, the podcast all about art and design theory for hairdressers. I'm Cody. I'm a hairdresser and educator based in Washington, D.C. And a lot has happened since the last season ended. We've gone several months now of, made it through the holidays. That's like the big thing as a hairdresser, like survived that. I just got back from Germany, so I'm like not even sure what time it is right now. and getting ready, gearing up for some more travel and seminars and everything happening shortly here. In the meantime, since November, I've launched the Point in Line Pro Shop and the Point in Line Education Instagram, so check those out. And of course, working on season 3 of this podcast. So as you can imagine, my entire office is like covered in post-it notes and like chicken scratch everywhere. And it's like having too many tabs open at once. That's what my office looks like. So this week, I really want to talk about Point and Line's guiding principles and sort of what's happening in this season. Or what hopefully will happen in this season. So first, what is Point and Line to Head Elevating Hairdressing? Why did I start it? All of these things. So for me, I've been to a lot of education, a lot of really amazing education. And what I found through all of that is there's a lot on the technical side of things for us as hairdressers. Meaning there's a lot of, this is how you do this, this is how you do that, this is how you color, this is how you cut, this is all of those things, sort of step-by-step tutorials. There's 1,000 places, unlimited places to find that on the internet at this point in time. And I felt like in the midst of all of that noise, there's a lack of focus on how do we become better hairdressers in general, not just how do we do one thing better. Why is that important? Think about it this way. So in the midst of all of this educational sort of noise happening in the industry, we're running frantically from thing to thing to thing. But instead of doing that, as the creative professionals that we are, shouldn't there be more emphasis on why we do things? How can we create things instead of looking to someone else for the answers? And during this whole process, I sort of, to take a break from so many hair-related things, I started reading, and this is, to some people, does not sound like a break, a lot of art theory books. So anything from like really massive, like dense things to cool books that artists wrote in sort of the 1930s to articles on design. And what I found is there's very little emphasis on the theory behind what we do. Now, when we think about theory, we're programmed to think, you know, the color wheel. Or lines, graduation, layers, that kind of stuff. So walking you through something technical. But I wanted to create something that was all about the why. Why do I opt to do something technical? Why do I opt to put these 3 colors next to each other? Why do I opt to cut this fringe at this length? And what that comes from are design and art principles. So everything from sort of arranging form and light to the space that the work takes up to much more broad topics than this is how you cut a graduated bob, or this is how you balayage someone's hair, or this is, you know, rainbow vomit hair, and this is how this one Instagram person creates that. So I felt there needed to be less of an emphasis on how you reproduce one thing and more emphasis on how do you think independently as a creative person, as a hairdresser. And my big mission with all of the education I'm doing and this podcast and everything else is to really illustrate that every single one of us is able to create amazing work. And there's no special sort of like genetic code that like Tim Hartley or Vidal Sassoon or any number of like the greats in the industry, there's no specific like genetic makeup that they were born with that makes them any better than you. What separates the greats from you is they've learned how to hone their craft. Not just technically, not just being able to cut or color or style really well, but understanding this is why this looks good, or this is why this is practical to the person wearing it. And in previous episodes, I've really sort of really gone into all of those individually. So we talked about light, talked about form, talked about balance, contrast, depth, weight, all of these things. And in this season, I wanted to talk more broadly about design and how it relates to sort of design principles and how they relate to hairdressing. And in this season, I want to first talk about sort of this next level, elevating yourself and your creative thought process, how to sort of organize your thoughts as they come to you and understand why and when to do things. So achieving this next level of artistry or whatever you want to call it. Then talk about analysis and anthropology. So how to effectively produce a work of hairdressing, meaning understanding all of the aspects of what you're going to create before you create them. Then the context, understanding sort of the client, their head shape, hair texture, their requirements, how to appropriately make decisions as a hairdresser. And a new thing I want to introduce to this podcast is what I'm going to call artist profiles. So anything from maybe a fellow hairdresser to a painter to an architect, so any creative professional at all, anyone who creates any sort of art, talking about what inspires them. There may even be an interview or two if I can make that happen. So what inspires them, where they started, what they're trying to express, so that we can understand other professionals in the industry and also take a step outside of our industry and maybe be inspired by other artists' work. Because I think that's important as well. When we, as hairdressers, live in this bubble of just hair, just beauty, just sort of our one industry, we start to sort of remanufacture things over and over again, if that makes sense. So just sort of recreating things and going back in time and doing something again or whatever it may be. So sort of pushing the people that are listening to this, at least, outside of this bubble, outside of this vacuum of just hairdressing, and think about how can I push myself? How can I create something different? Because I think it's important for us to start reaching beyond sort of the borders of what we're programmed to think. And then, of course, as always, if there's something that any sort of burning questions or any of that, I totally encourage you to get in touch with me. You can direct message Point and Line on Instagram, on Facebook. Feel free to email me directly, Cody@pointlinehair.com. anything, any questions, maybe anything you would like to be discussed in a future episode, totally get in touch. I love chatting with other hairdressers and all of that. So stay tuned for very exciting season 3. I can't wait to share all of these exciting topics with all of you. And bonus here, if you've made it all the way to the end, starting tomorrow, I believe, if I have my calendar correct here, yeah, starting tomorrow, I'm going to be launching a fun, exciting giveaway contest. So keep an eye out for that on Facebook and Instagram. Make sure you're following Point in Line Education. I will be giving away a whole package of Point in Line to Head tools and gear. A bunch of my favorite tools. There'd be a t-shirt and some other cool fun stuff in there as well. So keep an eye out for that starting tomorrow. And I can't wait to share with you Point in Line to Head Elevating Hairdressing season number 3. Make sure you're subscribed and keep an eye out on Mondays for new episodes. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Cody, and this was Point in Line to Head Elevating Hairdressing.